Jan Hill is not new to the mayor's seat. She'll finish her fourth term this fall, and she says she still has a lot to offer Haynes.
I believe that I am a resource to this community, having done it as much as I have.
This is her second consecutive term, so she's been in the role since 2014.
There are, you know, things that I've been working on for a long time, and they're not quite done yet, and I'd like to continue working on them. But mostly, I love what I do, and I love serving this community.
She served the community as more than just mayor. Hill sat on the Haynesboro Assembly before she ran for the mayor's seat. She has served on, presided over, and chaired a number of boards, including the Haynes Chamber of Commerce, Southeast Conference, Alaska Municipal League, and Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium's boards. She was elected president of the Alaska Conference of Mayors by all of the mayors in the state of Alaska last year. For several years, she served as a president of the Chilkoot Indian Association Council, and Hill worked for Klukwan Incorporated in the early 70s when the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was adopted. Hill is a shareholder of that corporation. Hill is a lifelong Haynes resident, but she was actually born in Skagway. She says that's the case for a lot of people in her age group, because there was a hospital there at the time. Hill went away for college and traveled, but has always returned to Haynes.
And so finally, after three or four supposed moves away, I quit hauling all of my worldly possessions, and knowing that I would always be coming home. So Haynes has always been my home, and I have generations of history on both sides of my family in Haynes. So it's near and dear to my heart.
Those generations of history include Tlingit and Champaign-Ashak lineage. When Hill is not running Haynesboro Assembly meetings, you can find her in a traditional Tlingit dance group, though practices have been suspended lately due to COVID-19 health precautions. Hill also spends time with family to unwind from mayoral duties.
I love hanging out with family and friends and having what I call no-brainer time, where I'm not having to think about, you know, critical things or be making decisions. My family is very important to me.
Before the pandemic, she traveled frequently to the Yukon to connect with family and friends there. Hill says she has two major priorities if she's elected for another term: the Boat Harbor expansion project and nurturing the tourism industry. She says the Boat Harbor is critically important.
I grew up in a fishing family. My husband was also a commercial fisherman. So, I grew up in Haynes. We live on the water. Doing something for the part of our community that lives and plays on the water is an important thing. I would like to continue to encourage and move that project forward and see it to completion.
She said the visitor industry is also crucial to Haynes' economic future. She said she and the tourism director are working together to bring a new cruise line to the Haynes port and secure the tourism industry for next year. Hill acknowledged that Haynes will face significant challenges over the next 3 years, but she says every year is a challenge, and she's up for it. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.